Unusual and unfair. Hey, hyperventilates, hiding behind a large rock clutching a glowing sword to her chest. She regains control of her breathing with a little focus. Okay. It's okay. Everyone will be fine. I just need to sneak up and get a single cheap shot in. One hit is all I need. Ugh! It covers her mouth in an attempt to silence herself as she watches one of her party members, Emily, bounce past her rock. Emily had been the second one to get hit with the spells, inflating her until she was at least 10 meters in all directions. Emily had very little in the ways of arms or legs, rendering her entirely immobile. Emily comes to a stop. Laying on her belly, she looks around sheepishly as she notices Faye. Faye? Faye's blue eyes go wide as she gestures silently and mouths the words, "Don't give me away. Don't give away my position. Pretend I'm not here." Luckily, Emily picks up the message quickly and looks away, pretending not to see her friend. With a heavy sigh, Faye pokes around her tunic and retrieves a tiny mirror. Originally for applying makeup for special occasions, she now uses it to spy around the rock without giving herself away. Faye grits her teeth. Her and that elemental speaking together sounds really creepy! Ugh! Whose idea was it for this spell? Faye angles the mirror looking for her party. This is so unfair! We were told one mage-looking woman, and here we have said woman partnered up with an air elemental and all things! Elementals are so out of our league! Faye notices the robed woman isn't looking in her direction. An upper torso of the air elemental is also not facing her, and decides now is the time to move. Faye rolls out from the other side of the rock and moves as quickly as she can, silently behind a tree closer to the robed woman. Once again, Faye uses her mirror to spy around and notices the robed woman pointing up. Faye angles her mirror to see the elf Axelia fall down into a vortex of wind and lightning. She too was rather inflated, but small enough to flail uselessly. The wind elemental lays Axelia on her back on the ground, and a stream of magic flows from the robed woman towards Axelia's belly.
Hey! No more! Stop! It's inflating me!
The robed woman shakes her head.
We gave you a chance to run, and you tried to hit us with a javelin. That was rude.
The robed woman and the elemental continue to force air into Axelia, who groans loudly as she rapidly inflates larger and larger, becoming vastly more round with every moment.
So big. Please stop.
Axelia's ability to flail uselessly rapidly diminishes as her arms and legs begin to merge more completely with her inflated body.
I don't.
Axelia struggles to get words out.
I don't want any big.
Axelia continues to blow up rapidly before stopping suddenly at 13 meters. If Emily still had any form of arms and legs, Axelia was nearly completely round. Nothing but a big belly and breasts.
We made you bigger because of the javelin. That wasn't called for, especially after we promised not to harm you. Very rude. Now where are the others?
Faye mutters quietly.
I mean, she's not wrong, but she still turned Axelia into a balloon. Not cool.
Faye watches the robed woman as she retains her position and just slowly rotates to check around for the others. Faye uses this once again to move to a rock closer to the woman and once again looks about with her mirror.
Hold on!
Faye contorts her face briefly before a wave of irritation washes over her.
Where the fuck is Kos? She vanished when the spell started flying.
And we could really use that spirit doolin she's carrying.
Faith searches around.
Oh, she better have a good excuse for this one.
Hey, you, in the robes.
Who calls to us?
Faye angles her mirror to see Badala, a very tall barbarian woman, call out the robed woman.
Faye notes that Badala is also completely naked, and isn't nearly as inflated as the other two, but still sporting a big round belly, with fuller breasts and fuller limbs.
He questions,
what is she doing? She needs to hide.
Budala rubs the side of her belly with one hand, waving with the other.
What's your name?
The rope woman looks at her. Faye can't see her face, but she knows there's a total look of confusion.
Our name? Yeah.
Budala now resting her other hand on her hip.
There is a moment of thought. Assumedly, they're probably deciding how to phrase their response.
Our union is temporary. Refer to us as Simone.
Budala gets a big smile. Okay, Simone. She flicks her hair.
Being blown up actually feels really nice.
Faye grumbles.
Not the fucking time, Budala.
So if you wouldn't mind, could you blow me up even bigger? Like a balloon. Like Axilia.
The roped woman looks at the inflated elf. Then over to Emily, then back to Badala. Massively confused.
Are you sure?
Badala nods excitedly.
Yep, this is totally my thing. And since you're not planning to pop us,
Badala pats the side of her belly.
I might as well get you to blow me up like a balloon. So, do me a favor, Simone. She winks. Help a girl out.
Simone shrugs.
This is a first for us, but very well. We shall oblige.
Simone raises an arm in unison with the air elemental, and once again a stream of magic rushes out, this time to Budala's belly, causing her to inflate immediately. Budala moans happily.
Ooh, yes! My favorite!
Budala attempts to rub her belly and feel herself all over as she inflates, trying to get in as much stimulation as possible before her mobility is lost.
Faye stares in total disbelief. Watching Budala openly request to be inflated bigger was already a shocker. But now Faye is armed with more knowledge than she wanted about Budala's personal activities.
Okay. I woke up expecting a simple investigation of a suspicious mage, poking around old tombs to end up with some kind of adventure.
Faye groans.
And now it's ending with Coase bailing on us. Axilia and Emily being inflated like balloons, and finding out that Budala is openly into this.
Faye sighs.
I tease the hell out of Budala, but I'm sure her bag of magic charms contains a few spells identical to this one. And if I have any say in how today ends, I'll not know what being inflated feels like.
Faye angles her mirror once more to see Budala smiling, moaning at Simone to keep going
bigger, bigger. I want to be big and full. Still inflating? She's at least as big as Exilian now, and getting bigger. And that's not enough?
Budala continues to expand as Simone continues to fill her with air, larger and larger.
Keep going! I'll let you know when I'm full enough!
Simone looks at Budala, who is inflating rapidly to 18 meters.
We think you've had enough.
Hey, come on! Just a little bigger, please! No.
We are not going to risk overinflating you, even if you're enjoying it.
Udala lets out a satisfied sigh.
Well, I guess this will be fine. I'm so big!
Udala giggles happily.
I'm a balloon!
She closes her eyes and somehow wills herself to gently rock side to side, obviously enjoying herself. Simone cups her face in her palm.
Not entirely sure what we just agreed to, but let's never speak of this again.
Faye decides Simone is distracted enough for her to attack, and so she rolls out from behind the rock and charges, her magical sword ready to strike Simone down in a single blow. Her heart racing, Faye focuses entirely on closing the distance, feeling as if time itself has slowed to extend this moment out for an eternity. Faye contemplates if running Simone through is a wise choice. Simone didn't kill any of them, and clearly stated she has no intention of doing so. Not to mention, this entire conflict is technically Axilia's fault, and she's paid for it. However, none of Faye's contemplations amount to anything as she trips over a loose bootlace.
Whoa!
Simone rapidly spins to see Faye falling over with a single gesture. Faye is lifted into the air.
Oh no!
Simone gives Faye a rapid spin while the air elemental manages to remove Faye's clothing without ripping any of it, letting it fall into a pile. Faye is held in place, just a foot off the ground.
Let me go!
Now why would I do that?
Simone looks at the sword as the air elemental tosses it onto Faye's clothing.
What did you intend to do with that?
Faye struggles.
I was going to knock you out with the pommel.
We do not believe you.
Faye continues to wriggle helplessly.
Look, I'm sorry. I saw what you did to my friends and I got scared. Then you didn't hurt them and...
Faye sighs.
I didn't think and stuck to the first plan I had. I'm sorry. Will you let me go?
Simone nods.
We can believe that.
So, will you let me go?
No.
Did you at least not turn me into a balloon like my friends?
No.
Faye frantically struggles against her magical hold as Simone raises her other hand with the air elemental and begins channeling the magic towards Faye's belly.
No! No! Please! Stop! I don't want to inflate! I don't want to be a balloon!
Her protests fall on deaf ears as her belly immediately surges forth and as she fills with air, already taking on a large and rounder appearance.
Please! Stop shouting! We have to because... Well, we don't need to explain.
Faye continues to struggle helplessly, her breast, arms, and legs also inflated with her belly.
This isn't fair!
Faye looks down at her breasts to see them filling up rapidly as she continues to inflate.
I don't want to blow up! Stop!
Faye groans and grunts as her magical binding becomes rather uncomfortable. She continues to blow up bigger and bigger. Simone lowers an expanding Faye to the ground.
We think you will not be able to flee.
Faye continues to inflate bigger, increasing in size at an alarming rate. Faye finds herself spreading her legs for better balancing and holding her arms out to her side, and decides this is her chance. Faye begins to attempt to waddle, but the onslaught of air filling her quickly dashes that notion, while still expanding her.
Why are you even doing this?
Stopping you or inflating you?
Faye panics.
Blowing me up? Why?
Simone shrugs at the inflating Faye.
We thought it would be amusing.
Faye groans as she continues to inflate, expanding bigger and catching up to Emily in size.
Please, stop!
Faye helplessly wiggles her limbs as she blows up bigger.
Really?
Faye is at a loss for words. Clearly, Simone has no interest in letting Faye go.
I don't want to be a balloon.
She continues to protest as Simone continues to inflate Faye even bigger.
Stop! Stop blowing me up!
With that, Faye stops inflating at a very large 15 meters in all directions.
Now, was there not a fifth member to this party?
Simone looks all around the area. A very brief inspection seems to satisfy her.
It does not matter. You will deflate shortly. Shortly being a relative term. We shall take our leave now. Be thankful all we did was inflate you.
Simone departs quickly, seeming to glide on a cushion of air provided by the air elemental, vanishing from sight rapidly. Faye groans quietly, upset, clear in her voice.
I didn't want to be a balloon.
By the gods!
The voice of Koss, providing both relief and sorrow for Faye.
What happened?
Koss runs up to Exilia first. Are you okay?
Well, you're okay enough to groan.
Emily?
Koss runs up to Emily.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay. There isn't any pain, so it could be worse. Wish I wasn't naked, though.
Koss smiles.
Okay, so nothing to worry about.
Emily shakes her head. I don't think so. Also, unless you're interested in providing some stimulation, just leave Badala alone.
Koss looks over at Badala and squints her eyes.
Why is that?
Emily coughs.
No, really. Why is that?
Emily grins. She's really into this. So if you bother with her, she'll be trying to rope you into doing something to or for her.
Koss sighs. All right. And Faye?
Better go check on her. She really didn't take this too well.
Yet you are?
Emily stares at Koss unamusedly.
All right. I'm going.
Koss quickly arrives next to Faye and adjusts her face as she's laying on her back. Koss then examines Faye's face, noting that she's flush red and was crying at some point.
Are you all right?
I'm a balloon! Of course I'm not all right!
Koss adjusts Faye so she's laying on her belly.
Calm down, Faye.
Where the fuck were you? We could have used your help! Maybe we wouldn't be huge balloons right now if you didn't run away!
Tears welling up in Faye's eyes again.
This isn't fair! I didn't want to be inflated! I don't want to be a balloon!
A shadowy figure appears behind Koss, arms crossed. Well, I saw the fire elemental and knew Koss couldn't dodge of her beans, and made the judgment call for her to book it. So if you want to be mad at me.
Doolin sighs. Look, I'll make this up to you when we arrive at the temple.
Faye demands angrily.
You better make this up to me!
Doolin sighs. Until then, Koss, gather your friends up. And then go sit next to Budala.
Okay. But why Budala?
Because she's clearly enjoying this. And I'm going to tease the hell out of her. Koss whines.
Do you have to?
Doolin shrugs.
Hey, we have to wait around for your friends to deflate enough to move on their own. So if anyone is getting any satisfaction out of this,
I'm going to do my best to ruin it for them. Koss sighs.
Well, Better get to work.